إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد. We give thanks to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May the blessing and peace be upon the noble prophet Muhammad, his household and companions all together. Today, inshallah, we will continue the discussion on ad-du'a and how people commit shirk in it. We have talked about al-istighatha, that is the call of distress, related to du'a is also al-isti'ana, that is to seek assistance from someone. Al-isti'ana يعني طلب العون, that is to seek assistance from somebody, from someone. What is the ruling of this? When we go back to the Quran in Surah Al-Fatiha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ, when we look at this sentence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought forward the word إِيَّاكَ. And when an Arab man says something in this way, it means restriction. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ, that is, لَا نَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّاكَ, we shall not worship anyone except you. وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ, that is, we shall not seek the assistance of anyone except your assistance. This tells us the importance of seeking assistance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when advising a young boy, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, the age of this young boy was around 12. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, Ya ghulam, inni wa'allimuka kalmatin. Oh young boy, I'm going to teach you some statements. Ihfadillah, be mindful of Allah. Yahfadik, Allah will protect you. Ihfadillah, be mindful of Allah. Tajid utujak, you will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of you. Then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَإِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ, when you want to ask for an assistance, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ, when you want to seek for assistance, seek for the assistance of Allah. So when we look at these weddings of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the verse in the surah that we always recite, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. We see the importance of seeking assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As believers, we should know that we seek the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in areas where the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be sought alone, where we should not seek the assistance of other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just as we said when we were talking about al-istighatha, that is seeking help that has to do with distress. When one is in distress and one seeks the help of people, this is called what? Al-istighatha. Al-istighatha has to do with difficulty, has to do with difficulty, has to do with distress. But in the case of al-isti'ana, it may be in difficulty and it may be in affluence. Not everybody that is doing isti'ana is in a difficult situation. So isti'ana is more general than al-istighatha. But we are discussing it because when you go back to the Quran, you see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about al-isti'ana, he talked about al-istighatha. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Fatiha said, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. It is only your assistance that we seek. That is in areas that nobody's assistance should be sought except yours. As we mentioned when we were discussing al-istighatha, take for instance one who goes to a grave, seeking the assistance of the person buried in that grave is committing shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because those who are in the grave, they cannot help us, however great that person is, regardless of whether the person is a saint or not. Even if the person is a messenger of Allah, once he's buried in the grave, he cannot assist us. Those who are buried in the grave are in need of our assistance. They are in need of our supplication. And that is why the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam encourages us that we go to the graveyard and we seek for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness, for His mercy on those people who are in the grave. So the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that when we go to the graveyard, we say, As-salamu alaykum ala al-diyari min al-muslimin wal-mu'minin, rahimallahu al-mustaqdimin minna wal-musta'akhirin, wa ja'ala lana wa lakum al-afiyah, wa inna insha'allahu bikum lahikum. This is the supplication of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whenever he visits the grave, or whenever he visited the grave, he watch, he will supplicate this, asking for Allah's mercy and Allah's afia for those buried in the grave. This is what is expected of us. Now that when we go to the graveyard, we begin to watch, to seek assistance of those buried in the grave. There are some shuyukh who are buried in some places, in Lagos here. You see some people going to their grave in order to ask them for something. This undoubtedly is shirk. The one buried in the grave cannot assist us. In fact, they cannot assist themselves in that situation. So we don't ask them to do something for us. Rather, we ask for Allah's mercy for them. We ask for Allah's mercy for them. Not that we ask them to do something for us. So anybody who asks the people who are buried in the grave, or a dead person to come and assist him, such a person undoubtedly is committing shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is committing shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because he is asking a dead one to come and assist him. Secondly, somebody who asks somebody who is alive to do something for him, but the person that is asking to do something for him is not around. We are in the era of technology. Somebody may be here in Nigeria and another person in America. The one in Nigeria, they call the one in America through phone call and ask him for something, for assistance. This is not what we are talking about. But somebody in America, you are here in Nigeria, no means of communication with him except your voice that you say, so and so assist me. He cannot hear you. So asking somebody who is not around, who is not present, to come and assist you is like you are asking him to do what is impossible. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you speak to in this way, because Allah is ever present. There is nowhere you are, Allah is with you with his knowledge. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is up above the throne in his essence. But Allah is everywhere with his knowledge. So, you don't ask other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is not present, to come and assist you. This is also shirk. Let's say the father, the person is alive. However, if you ask somebody who is alive, who is present, to do something for you, and that thing is beyond his ability, it's only Allah that you can ask such a thing, you have also committed shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like somebody asking a doctor, a medical doctor, to give him a child. As I've already said, a medical doctor cannot give you a child. He can treat you of your ailments. Even that treatment, it is not within his ability to make you healed from that disease or from that ailment or from that sickness. And that is why the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Abdullah ibn Abbas, a small boy, he said, وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةَ لَوْ اجْتَمَعَتْ أَلَا يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَنْفَعُوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ لَكَ. Oh small boy, know that if the people, they all gather and they say, we are going to help you, we are going to do so and so for you, do not put your trust in them. لَمْ يَنْفَعُوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ لَكَ. They can only assist you with what Allah has written for you. Don't misbehave. Don't put your trust in them. Because you may be disappointed. You are human beings, they are human beings. What they feel they can do, Allah may watch, may not make it possible for them to do. So the only thing is to tell you, sorry, we are unable to do that. Then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا أَلَنْ يَضُرُّوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَضُرُّوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكِ. If the people were together and they say, we are going to harm you, we will deal with you, do not panic to the extent that what you treat them as if it's Allah that is threatening you. لَمْ يَضُرُّوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكِ. It is only what Allah has written against you that will happen. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Rufi'atil aqlam," the pens have been lifted, "wajaffatis suhuf," and the papers have been dried off. So this is to tell us the importance of hadar. However, when you seek the assistance of somebody in what the person can do, and what the person can do. Take for instance, you are in need of cash, you are in need of some money, and you ask somebody, please can you assist me with this? What you have asked him is what is within the capability of human being. There is no sin in this. This is not shirk. The one that is shirk is when you ask somebody to do what he is unable to do, what is beyond his ability. So, and that's why you see at times the medical doctors, they may say so and so person is not going to survive this illness. And the opposite will happen. The person will live for long. Despite the fact that they've read out the watch, a death sentence, so to say, that he's going to die. He cannot survive this illness. Despite the fact that the person is a poor person, for instance, Allah, if he wills, make the person live for long. And somebody may be a wealthy person, a rich person, a king, a governor, a president, that all the medical doctors in that community, in that town, in that country, in that state, they are ready to come to his service. They are ready to treat him so that he will not leave this world. He may do everything all they know. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destined that person is going to die, he will die with his wealth, with everything. Nobody can stop this. It shows you should not put your trust in a particular person that is the one that can do an undo. He is the one that can do an undo. So we should understand the verse, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. It is only you we seek his assistance. Even when you are seeking the permissible assistance of human being in things that they are doing, in things that they can do, don't put your trust in them as we have discussed before. Because they may disappoint you. They may disappoint you. So you put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we talk about al-isti'ana, seeking assistance of people, this is classified into two. Al-isti'ana al-mashru'a wal-isti'ana al-mamnu'a. The permissible and the impermissible seeking of assistance. The impermissible one are the ones that you have called what? Shirk. Seeking the assistance of somebody in the grave. It's a shirk. It takes one out of the fold of Islam when one does it. Likewise, seeking the assistance of somebody who is not present. Who is not present. This takes one out of the fold of Islam. When we say the person is not present, whether he's physically present or through communication is present, like through phone call and the likes. This takes one out of the fold of Islam when one seeks the assistance of a person in that situation. Seeking the assistance of somebody in what he or she cannot do, that it is only Allah that can do it. Yes, the person is present, but that is beyond his ability. These three that you have mentioned, they are what? Seeking assistance that is shirk. But the one that has to do with you asking somebody what they can do, this is not shirk. This is not shirk. So, and that's why you can ask somebody to do some things for you. Go and fetch me a bucket of water. Do this. Take this for me. So you are seeking assistance. Islam encourages us to assist one another. وَتَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. Allah says, assist one another on al-birr, on good. وَالتَّقْوَى, on piety. So we are in need of one another. We are human beings. We are human beings. Islam encourages us to assist people. Islam encourages us to assist people. Islam permits you seeking assistance of people in areas that they can watch, you can be of help. That is not shirk. However, Islam somehow discourages you asking people assistance in things that you can do, in things that what you can do. Take for instance, these things you can do yourself. Asking people to help you do it. Islam discourages. Unless if the person is going to get paid, if he's going to get compensated for what he's doing for you. Take for instance, you give somebody your clothes, you give it to a tailor to sew for you. You are in need of his assistance. Islam does not want you to ask somebody to do things for you free of charge. Islam does not encourage, we are not saying it is haram completely, but Islam does not encourage you be of help to people, let people be of what? Help to you too. But for you to be, to be asking people, this is not something that is what? Encouraged. If you are asking for the assistance of somebody, you should also be ready to watch, to compensate. That person will not have what is called mannu on you. And that is for the person to be counting his favor on you. To be counting his favor on you. So, when you are seeking assistance of people, somehow you are depending on them. Even if it is something they can do. If somebody does something for you willingly, he does it willingly, you are not the one that requests for it. This is what is different. But you requesting for somebody's assistance, what are you going to do in return? You try to do that. So if you cannot, at least you do dua for the person. Let me know if Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man sana ilaykum ma'rufan fakafi'uhu. Whoever does something good to you, you try to watch to compensate him. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَجِدُوا مَا تُكَافِئُونَهُ بِهِ. If you cannot find what you compensate the person with, فَكُورُ جَزَاكَ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا. Say جَزَاكَ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا. With that you have compensated him. If somebody does something good for you, even without your request, it is good that you try to compensate. If you cannot find what you compensate him with, don't be stingy of saying Jazakallahu khairan. So if this is what is required, what about asking people's favor, wanting people to do something for you? If it's something you can do yourself, it is good you do it yourself. If something you cannot do yourself, try to watch to compensate. So this is what Islam. The companions, they understood this to the extent that when one of them, for instance, was upon the horse and the stick or the cane that he was holding fell down, he would prefer to watch to disembark to pick it by himself. Rather than telling somebody to watch to pick it for him. Because they want to do the tahqiq, that is, they want to really establish Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in. Despite the fact that it is permissible to do that. And that is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his companions concerning this in the hadith of Abu Dharr al-Ghifari, which was reported by Imam Ahmad radiallahu anhu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La tis'ali nasa shay'an. Don't ask anything from people. Wala sawtak. Even if it is your cane. وَإِنْ سَقَطَ مِنْكَ حَتَّى تَنْزِلَ إِلَيْهِ فَتَأْخُذَ. Even if it is your cane that has fallen, instead disembark and pick it. Despite the fact that it is permissible that you ask somebody to pick it for you. But God, the person will not see as somebody who depends on him. So Islam encourages us to be nice to people, to assist people. But you seeking assistance of people, Islam wants you to do it as little as possible. Not something that what you'll be looking for all the time, assistance of people, assistance of people. Because the more you ask for assistance of people, the more you belittle yourself before them. So at times, somebody that you are seeking his assistance, the person will not be comfortable with what you are doing, but he will do it out of what? He will do it lazily and unhappily. So what is the importance or the benefit of the assistance you have rendered to somebody and you are not happy with it? So you are not to put yourself in a situation like that except in necessity or in real need. So, and that's why the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would do this. In another hadith that was also contained in the Sahih, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the companions, he said to them that فَلَا يَسْأَلْ أَحْدًا يُنَاوِلُهُ إِيَّا. That is the lengthy hadith, but the last part of it is that when he told the companions not to be asking people, so one of them now said, if a king fell down, for instance, he will not ask somebody to pick it for him. He will not ask somebody to pick it. Not that it is haram, but put yourself in a situation that you will not be always dependent of people. That is, you will not be asking them. If they give you, that's a different thing. You put yourself in a situation of wanting to give people, not in the situation of wanting to receive from people. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "What al-yadul ulya khayrun min al-yadis sufla." The hand that is up is better than the one that is what? The one that is beneath it. You try to give, you give. Islam encourages this. But you begging, asking people for this, it belittles one. It brings one down. Unless if you are what, in a situation that really warrants that. And in that case you ask. But despite that, when you ask them, you're asking because they are in a position that they can do. Don't see them as the one who can what get you out of problem. It's Allah that can do that. But Allah permits you asking them in a situation like that. But for you to take it as a way of life, the way some people have turned begging it, so this is something that is what? That is wrong. So let us assist one another. Islam encourages this. Don't let us put ourselves in a situation of begging people, asking people, unless if there is a genuine reason for that. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to confit them on this part. Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ba'ash. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala أترى الصلاة في نبوة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم حيث في براسر نياقتني خطبة هناني نبانتي أنكني الاستعانة هناني نتوانكني طلب العون كي يوا إن لو كي أوا إن لو إليه ni abẹ ìṣàdúrà náà ló wà torí pé kí ni a bá ẹni yẹn sọ̀rọ̀ àbí ká bọ́lọ́wọ́ bá subhanahu wa ta'ala sọ̀rọ̀ ṣùgbọ́n tá a bá wo dáǹkì ní alìsàánà tá a bá padà sínú alqur'anul karim bọ́lọ́wọ́ bá subhanahu wa ta'ala ní àwọn mùsùlùmí àwọn olùgbàgbọ́ òdodo tí wọ́n máa sọ náà ni kíkí ìyáàkà náà àbúdù wọ ìyáàkà náà sàáyìn ìrẹ́nìkan làwà ń ṣèjọ́sìn fún àbí làá máa ṣèjọ́sìn fún ìrẹ́nìkan náà làá máa wá ní olùrànlọ́wọ́ eléyìí tá a bá wo tá a bá kírun aka ni nkan ti o fe di ni bi abi 17 times or so o kere ju tabaki hun asuba aka le meji tabaki hun aila aka le merin odi mefa tabaki hun alasari aka le merin odi mewa tabaki hun isha iru magrib aka le meta odi metala tabaki hun isha akale meni odi 17 la manso iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in okereji so itumare made ni pe ire ni kala ma wa ni oluna lowo really wa wo pe se ba ma nwa iran lowo lo sodo awon eyan mi na awon afa so fun wa pe iran lowo ta nwa lo sodo awon eyan mi iran lowo ti esin gba wole oni ko gboro je pe iran lowo tesin o gba wole tori ko ma taku wa iyyaka nasta'in so lo je pe iwa iran lowo pin si orisirisi elomi ni sin iran lowo awon oku to nbe nu sare ni ma wa o le ni sheu kan wali kan eni olohun ni eni olohun ni lagbaja yo wa lo sibi sare re yo ma toro nkan lowo re mo fe oma mo fe nkan bayi mo fe gbe ga lenu ise ati be be lo ina lowo lo nwa lowo eni ti won si sinu sare kora ko so pe ni tan si sinu sare wi pe mo fe bata o ti gbe si ipo Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so pe ni tan si o ti kunje o ti pari ise je laye nbi afin to ba se kale tawon eyan sanfani nbe nikan lo le wulo fun wo wa so de ni to se ko tun lo nke pe ko se nkan fun e abo so de ni to nti en toro nkan lowo re leyi iwa orogun pelu olohun ni a ki n bere nkan lowo oku ipe ko wa se nkan fun wa oku gan lo tun ni di adua titi wa sulum je pe lare ko ti anabi wa muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam to fi ko wa oni wi pe kama lo site kama shadwa fun awon tan bembe assalamu sunwa ale yin te nbe laye yi te je muslimi kolo ba ko ke eyin te ti siwaju atawata nbo wa kolo ba ko fun wa ni alaafia níbi àwọn àdánwò àti ìyanu sàárẹ̀ àti talkiyama ni bákan náà ọlọ́ọ̀bá subhanahu wa ta'ala kí ó ṣe dáadáa fún wa àwa náà ń padà bọ̀ wá sí àyè tẹ wàyí àti àwa náà ń padà ń bi a máa padà di ẹni tí yóò kúrò láyé so eléyìí ni ẹ̀kọ́ tí anabi wa muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam tó fi kó àwọn sahaba rẹ̀ ṣùgbọ́n ọmọ akóṣe àánú wa ọgọ́rọ̀ mùsùlùmí ni ó kìí ṣe léyìí mọ́ ìta máa ṣe ni pé tọ́mọ́ láwọn ń lọ síbi sàárè kan wọ́n máa lọ ń tọrọ nǹkan fún lọ́wọ́ ẹni tó ń bẹ níbi sàárè yẹn àmọye sàárè àwọn afáàfáàfá tẹ́lómi jẹ́ ni ọlọ́run ọba ń tò tó náà táwọn èèyàn ó lọ síbẹ̀ wọ́n nítorí pé sàárè ṣéwù lágbájá ọmọ lágbájá ni wọ́n bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí máa tọrọ nǹkan lọ́wọ́ rẹ̀ eléyìí ìṣàánà tí ọlọ́run ọba ní ká má ṣe ní irú àwọn àyè báyìí bákan náà ẹlòmíì bẹ tó ṣe pé òun ṣì ń bẹ láyé kò ń ṣòkú ṣùgbọ́n ibi tó wà sí wa jìnnà bí ẹni tó wà níbi amẹ́ríkà nísìnyí àwa wà nàìjíríà mo wá ń dárúkọ rẹ̀ yìí pé mo níje àwọn nǹkan báyìí mo ní ìdìrànlọ́wọ́ báyìí látọ̀dọ̀ rẹ̀ tó ń gbọ́ mi ni kò gbọ́ mi mi fi fóònù bá sọ̀rọ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀ ni mi fi ẹni tẹ́lígráàmù àbí tẹ́lígráàfù mi fi bá sọ̀rọ̀ mi kọ lẹ́tà sí pé kọ́lọ́ bá mú fún èmi kan ń sọ mí tí mo wà náà ni mo dẹ̀ ẹ̀sìpẹ́ẹ̀tì pé kí ni mo ṣe ń sọ yẹn náà ló máa gbọ́ mi bóò ni ẹ ṣe pọ́síbù so eléyìí ìwárànlọ́wọ́ ẹni tó ń bẹ láyé tí ò sí níbi tá a wà tí ò dẹ̀ sí means of communication ní ìdúpà kan sọ lọ eléyìí ìwà orogún pẹ̀lú ọlọ́run ọba subhanahu wa ta'ala ni So al-isti'ana bil hayy ghayr hadir. In why na lawa pelu hayyin ghayr hadir. Eni ton shemi shuma ko simbe. Wa in kana yaqdiru alayhi idha kana hadira. Kote jaku in katam bi lore in katole shi ni kane ko mbembe shuma ba ti o ti simbe eni. Wana lawa pelu eni wa yeni iworun pelu lawa ba subhanahu wa ta'ala ni. Ike ta woni pe an wana lowo pelu eni to nbe laye ko de nbe legbe wa sugbon ta ni ko wa se fun wa ni ko nse un lo le se Olorun oba lo le se nkan yen bi nisin ke yo so wi pe ki doctor ko fun lomo doctor o le fun yan lomo ki yo so pe doctor alaare mi yo egboro di kara re ya doctor o le je ki ala are kara re ya o le treat ala re o ni doctor e ban treat ala re mi chumoi pe ara re gboro ya o ko nse nkan ti doctor le si tori pe amaye eni to se yi pe aisan ti o ton to se eni re lo se to ti lo amaye eni to se yi pe aisan ti o se eni ti wo gbo wa sodo doctor ni aisan yen iru e ti se nto worst ju lo ko ti sele si elomi to se pe kini doctor kan so ipe eleyo eleye oyeye oye kan no wa fan soro yen kan to se ipe o ti wa brain dead our doctor wa so ko sin ka kan mo eleyo o ti ku ko le fara wa sai mo medically then you also go to what you are brain dead in e gbagbe npa call any it you are brain dead which is I can ri wi pe o nse bi eni mimi ti lo so ni won wa pe awon tan je bi relatives here one awon bi merry so I pe eni awon ko ni di nkan bayi lara re awon ti o ni di bi kidney en ti o ni di ele en ti o ni di ele so bo le se ma se se lati le donate awon kan e eni ta doctors ti confirm ko wa brain dead ni o un bon kan tan so chuma wo mo pe kini o un bon tan so awon meta na merin yen ni o support wi pe ki won se awon kan yen ni kapin en to need kidney en to need kini en to need kini ni ikata ku pe no ko sin tujo sugba abalo ababo olorun oba pada ni ki are ni ya nba ta re pada wa ya awon eyan meteta ti won ni kan kini eyan ni ko wa ri won ni ri ota iyen yo kan to fari ga yen ohun lo wa sumara lo wa se dada fun ni so ti lafe lo na doctor o ni so wi pe kan fa won kan won yi kan fi tore kafi shanu awon eyan tan ni die je o ba ki se pe nto te won lokan won oni pe li ni ko le ye sugbon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala en ti awon yo so pe ko le ye kan ni ko ye en ti wa ni e mai mo illness na ni ele ko ko se a de gbo pe kini en ye jade laye ko da ko se pe on lo lowo ju a gbo po jade laye so ki la fe lo mi eleyi ni pe doctor ni o le treat wa ni ko le so fun wa pe kini owo owo wa san Olorun oba lo ba ti wo ni san se nto an so fun doctor yi pe se ba mi wu alaare ni yi san o bere nto ju agbara doctor lowo re so eleyi iwa orogun pelu Olorun oba subhanahu wa ta'ala ni sugbon to yato si nti a le se kini ti a le wara lowo ara wa ni sugbon islam o fe ka je ni to se wipe yo ma toro nkan lowo awon eyan iwo to ma n bere nkan lowo awon eyan gbiyanju pe kini ohun reciprocate ohun reciprocate so that eni yi o ni ni rebu kan ti o se le e lori ebo ti ti mo to e mo need nkan yi mi re ni ti ma fi reciprocate ni ma je ki jazakallahu khairan ma je ki ohun lenu e ma se igbiraga de level wi pe ni to se daadaa fun e ati so pe jazakallahu khairan o ma nira fun eni ẹkọ islam leleyi ìyẹn ni tó fún wa ní nǹkan á béèrè fún òun ló fún wa o bó o wá ní ta bá béèrè fún nǹkan yẹn lọ́dọ̀ bẹ̀ fún wa ṣe fún wa ni ẹlòmí ó tún máa wú èyàn sí dáadáa ó bèèrè nǹkan lọ́wọ́ èyàn ni ó tún ṣe fún ẹ ó tún máa wú sí èyí tó bèèrè tó ṣe pé ó ṣe fún ẹ ni ẹ̀sìn fẹ́ kó ṣe kí ni kò reciprocate nǹkan wọn náà wá nǹkan ní tó lè fún sọ́dà kò fi ní ṣe kí ni òun náà ò fi ní jọrẹ ẹ lójúlé ẹ lórí ọba wa níní àti jazakallahu khairan má jẹ kí ohun wọn lẹnu rẹ ṣe eléyìí ẹ̀kọ́ ìsìláàmù lélẹ́yìí abẹ́lọ́mọ bá subhanahu wa ta'ala yìí tabara wa sọ̀rọ̀ ọba kó jẹ́ kúrò fún ẹnì kọ̀ọ̀kan wa ṣàmójú kúrò ẹ̀ṣẹ́ ẹnì kọ̀ọ̀kan wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in subhanaka allahumma bihamdik ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk
اللهم اكبر اشهد ان لا اله الا الله اشهد